talking with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And Governor Walz, first, I know you've been hearing from farmers and ranchers from all over Minnesota about the situations and challenges they're dealing with this harvest season. And so can you help put that into perspective for me?
Yeah, and always framing it up that these are pretty resilient folks. A lot of folks have been through a lot of this before, but especially up in northwest Minnesota, the words I'm hearing are unprecedented. A lot of folks who've been at this for 40, 50 years said they've not seen anything like it. It's just a perfect storm of what we have with trade deals not being solidified, low commodity prices, decisions, biofuels decisions that are not helpful, and then, of course, weather. And I know that folks understand the unpredictability of the weather, but when it comes in, as I said, this perfect storm, it is putting a ton of pressure on folks. I think, we are hearing it. Commissioner Peterson's been up there. I'll be up in East Grand Forks on Tuesday. But we're trying to see all the things that we can do. If there's some regulatory relief on, hours of service for our propane haulers to truck weights, to just some of the ways that we take a look at what's a disaster declaration look like, what's it going to take to do that, and what do we get out of it. But I think letting folks know that that there's an awareness to this, and also letting them know that it's stress in these situations is absolutely a normal reaction, and I'm grateful to the legislature this year. We added some significant funding for some mental health outreach in our Department of Ag, some of the hotlines, and let folks know that it takes a lot of courage, and it's the right thing to do to make that call if you need to.
And so can we revisit the statement, Governor Walz, that you made about, exploring a disaster declaration? We've heard that a lot, on the North Dakota side, obviously, but, what has your department been working on?
Yeah, we're out there doing some of the crop analysis, the damage, and we're hearing from some of the county, folks that 30% loss is clearly going to be there. The rules are a little different, in the area that's taken in. I think North Dakota had a little broader damage, but we are doing those assessments. We're looking at what that means. I'm, in fact, this afternoon calling Undersecretary over at USDA Northy to discuss some of the things and what that would mean if we're able to do that and put it in place. This contact with the federal delegation is really critical. There's things states can do, North Dakota and Minnesota, but ag policy is predominantly a federal issue, and we've got friends there. I think Secretary Perdue understands this. We're just making sure that that we're continuing to stay in constant contact with them to see what type of relief can be brought, because, as I said again, folks know, and if it's crop insurance, what does that mean, and how do we make sure? Because I have to be clear, Megan, that when people are talking unprecedented, this is in the fall, and with the amount of water that's standing, and I'm going to see for myself on Tuesday, we're already thinking ahead of what a planting season of 2020 looks like, and I don't think it looks really encouraging at this point.
Well, and that's a great segue into my next thought and question, Governor Walz, is since this has been made aware to your department, are there any special options that are being explored for next spring? Because, up here on the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks border, we had farmers talking about that the spring might be worse than anything they're experiencing this fall.
Yeah, and they're realists, and they are, I know they're being candid. I wish there were better news than that, and I think that's one of the things I hope to find out. We're going to convene a roundtable with a lot of these leaders and producers up in East Grand Forks on Tuesday. I hope to hear from them. Commissioner Peterson will be with me. We've been through this. My 12 years on the Ag Committee, and as I said, talking with our federal delegation, Chairman Peterson, start looking ahead, start to think proactively, and I think that's something that as we move into a new legislative session here in Minnesota, this is a very bipartisan, I should say it's a nonpartisan issue. We have always come together. We did some good work around dairy safety net this last session and some of the relief that we got in the snowstorms. I think that you can expect there will be some good ideas brought forward. I think we'll listen to producers what's most helpful. And I know this then becomes a banking financial issue. And I think our lenders, our partners in us, they want to make sure that these are good loans. They want to make sure that people have the capital necessary if we're looking at some troubles planning next spring.
And so earlier in the conversation, Governor Walz, you brought up the topic of farm stress and mental health. And I know the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has a plethora of resources available for farmers and ranchers who maybe the pressure is just a little too much this fall.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you bringing that up, Megan. This issue is, we're getting better in the country. We're still not there yet. This issue of mental health and stress, this is a normal human reaction. I did a lot of work with this when I was on the VA committee in Congress. And we've gotten beyond this idea that there's a stigma attached to this. And I think now the legislature putting, as you said, those resources in, we now have more counselors on staff. We have the number that be on our website, or we can get to you to put up on yours, the hotline to call in and just to talk to somebody, because we do know that the stress is increasing. And we certainly know that, and I've always said this, there's stress involved when you're in any business you're in. Agriculture is one that has so many unpredictables. And then when you're looking at potential, you know, catastrophic financial losses in a business that's been in your family over 100 years, in small communities where everybody seems to know everybody's business, that adds to this anxiety, it adds to this stress. And I think it's just important that we're all talking about it, we're being very open about it, and know that there's folks out there, and that this is an absolutely normal reaction. So I hope, you know, your listeners, folks who are out there, if it's a family member, a friend, or yourself, there's people there for this. We'll get through this. Your neighbors want to help, and there are resources available.
So as we wrap up the conversation, anything else you want to be sure and talk about, Governor Walz?
Well, again, just stressing those points, let folks know, I think, you know, a gratefulness that to know that this is truly the breadbasket of the world, that these producers put themselves out there, they take a risk so that this country has the cheapest, safest, most abundant food supply on the planet. So we get it. We're in there together. Ask for help if you need it, because you certainly give more than what's asked of you. And we'll be up there Tuesday and call. And I really encourage producers, if they've got some ideas, they think, you know, we're hearing when we lifted it in, increase the truck weights for the haulers on sugar beets by 10%. That makes a difference. We move a little more, because that window, when it opens, and let's knock on wood and hope that it does open, we're going to have a lot of folks out there. So my final message would be safe. Nothing's worth getting an injury in this. Make sure we're all working together. And for those folks that aren't part of the harvest, give wide berth to folks. Understand there's going to be a lot of late nights and a lot of trucks on the roads. Let's keep everybody safe.